We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, we're in and we're on. What day is it today?
What day is it?
Who wants to know?
Why do you ask?
Do I have to go to school today?
One question begs another, which begs the question.
What is today?
Today is tomorrow.
It's not working.
And breathe.
I don't like it.
Seriously? What day is it?
Oh, seriously?
I'll get my question answered one way or another.
Fine. It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Okay, it is time to start our show.
Yes, it is. It is time to get underway with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South. Great to have you here for the tumultuous Tuesday edition. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here's how you join me, be a part of the conversation today. Grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307, and my email address, as always, bob@1063.WORD.com. I hate to begin with bad news today, but yesterday was bad enough when we learned that Donna Brazile is rejoining Fox News. She used to be at Fox News back before anybody really knew who she was. Then, of course, she was the interim head of the Democrat National Committee, while at the same time working for CNN as a contributor, during which time, you may remember, she inadvertently slipped some questions that were going to be asked in a town hall on CNN, slipped those questions in advance to the campaign of Hillary Rodham Thelonious Von Pantsuit Clinton. So now she has been rehired at Fox News. Like having Shep Smith over there and Juan Williams over there wasn't enough. They had to get a few more. And this alert comes today as well. Do we have our action alert? Thank you. Former Speaker of the House Paul Ryan joins the board of Fox Corporation. Great. I mean, what's next? You know, can Bill and Hillary be far behind? Going to be on there as contributors? Former Speaker of the House, Paul the Rhino Ryan, Little Eddie Munster, as we like to call him, is joining the board of the newly slimmed down Fox Corporation, the parent company of Fox News. You know, they sold a bunch of the corporation to Disney? Or somebody who can keep track of all this stuff. So, there is that. We're doomed. Paul Ryan is on the board at Fox. Why not just invite George Soros as a stockholder? You know, fortunately, there are things like Newsmax and One America News that are still out there. Oh, and yeah, they did fire Judge Jeanine Pirro for some innocuous comment she accurately made about Representative Omar being a devout Muslim because she wears the hijab. And that was enough to get her fired. So, yeah, they are they're going down by the bell, is my assessment. And no wonder. The kids are running the store now. And they live on the Tony East Side of Manhattan, I guess, and they want to make sure they get invited to all the right parties on the limousine liberal circuit And their wives, I'm sure, are constantly saying, oh, you know, it's so embarrassing. You know, we show up with our friends and here you are running Fox News. Oh, my goodness, this will never do. So there are some good news items today, though. We are about to begin our bracket challenge. I think, what was the last number that we saw, Moneypenny, on how many people we have signed up in the bracket challenge so far? She's searching right now. I think it was somewhere around 500. How many? 510 people signed up. Now, last year, we had, I think, 1,400 by the time we got rolling. So just go to our website, 1063WORD.com. You'll see the big bracket challenge icon on there. Just click on that, and it's easy to sign up, and then you can play against Moneypenny and myself. In fact, we've got our brackets on the wall over here. Has little Annie done her bracket yet? She's giving me the thumbs up, and she is searching. So there she is, has it in her little hot hand. You have finalized your bracket all the way through the championship game.
All the way through, and I picked the words I thought were the prettiest.
Well, look, you know, last year I got my fanny kicked by people who picked by their favorite color.
Watch me win.
So, yeah, would not surprise me in the least. So we're all in there. The entire crew is in there, and we invite you to join in as well. The whole thing kicks off today. Good luck filling out your perfect bracket. The odds on anyone filling out a perfect bracket, by the way, are 1 in 9.2 quintillion. You can't even take off your shoes and get that high. Wallet Hub ranks the top cities for college basketball fans, and very few surprises in here. Number one on the list, Lawrence, Kansas, home of the Jayhawks. Number two, Durham, North Carolina, home of the Dukies, D-O-O-K-I-E-S. Los Angeles, because of USC and UCLA, although I don't know why anymore. East Lansing, Michigan, home of Sparty at Michigan State. Chapel Hill, North Carolina, thank you, where the Tar Heels play. Stores, Connecticut, the home of UConn, U-C-O-N-N. Philly, where you've got St. Joe's Temple and Nova, Villanova. Lexington, Kentucky, home of the Wildcats. Fayette, Mississippi. It ranks number one in stadium accessibility. And, of course, you got Ole Miss. You've got Mississippi State. Loretto, Pennsylvania, where St. Francis of Pennsylvania is. Usually a threat to bust a few brackets in there. 1 in 5 Americans, no, sorry, didn't mean to bang the microphone. 1 in 5 Americans will gamble on all the hoops activity going on. 1 in 5, that's about 47 million, about $8.5 billion will be wagered on all this. Now, as we do every year, the Bobby Mack Semi-Professional Players put together our March Madness song, which in under a minute lists the mascots of all 64 teams. So here's the 2019 edition.
Bears, Bruins, Braves, Bulls, Boilermakers, and Buckeyes. Cardinals, Eagles, Owls, Ducks, Jayhawks, and Hawkeyes. Golden Eagles, Golden Gophers, Red Storm, Red Raiders, Bulldogs, Times, Four, Bison, and Terriers. Blue Devils, Sun Devils, Billikens, Tar Heels, Two Tigers, Terrapins, and some team they call the Norse. Oh my God, there's still 38 more.
Oh boy.
Cougars, Catamounts, Two Panthers, Four Wildcats, Badgers, Grizzlies, Wolverines, Rams, and the Wolfpacks. Sooners, Spartans, Seminoles, Hokies, Rebels, Gales, Twice, Cavaliers, Volunteers, Monarchs, Flames, and Two Knights, Doves, Huskies, Cyclones, Orange, Gators, Two Aggies, and Eaters, Raiders, Bearcats, Pirates, and Racers. The field is set. Fill out your brackets. It's March Madness.
Okay. Thank you. There you go. There's all the teams by mascot in the field this year. 3:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hey! Big anniversary coming up tomorrow that may have escaped your attention, but not ours. That's next.
Bob McLean.
Welcome back. Tuesday, day before Threes Day at 3:20, in on my text line, 71307. Bobby, 9 quintillion? Is that like a made-up number? Is that like, you know, more or less than a bazillion? I'm just wondering. Signed, Alexandria Occasional Cortex. Yeah, she was an econ major, you know. Bobby, if you like Trigger Me Again, like yesterday, you'll like Get a Call from My Mom. I'm Gen X, but millennial at like heart. Signed, Beta O'Dork. Okay. Bobby, now that Judge Jeanine is no longer at Fox, she can focus on her appointment to SCOTUS to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Gotcha. Bobby, I'm having my cable disconnected since Fox has gone toward liberalism. I can pay to get One America Network streamed. If enough people disconnect it and don't support their sponsors, maybe they'll get the message through their pocketbooks and understand how we feel about these changes. Bobby, your welder friend here, Bobby, is going to be Duke and Tennessee. Volunteers take it all. Go Vols. I have them in the Final Four, don't I, Moneypenny? Moneypenny has Tennessee in the Final Four also. We're doomed. Bobby, I would love to have been a fly on the wall in the room when Judge Jeanine was fired. I bet you that was epic from Jim and Heasley. Usually those things are done, through your agent, their third party. Bobby, Fox News is now the Fredo Network. They're dead to me now. Take Judge Jeanine off. Put that stupid idiot Donna Brazile. Good God. I'm going to erase the channel from my lineup. Gotcha. Afternoon, Bobby Mack, listening to you through the radio.com app while on the road, currently in Jessup, Maryland. Know where that is? Of course, I grew up in Northern Virginia, so no wonder. Bobby, I believe I figured it out. The left operates with the right side of the brain. We on the right use the left side of our brains. We use logic and facts. They use emotion and ignorance. Gotcha. And there was one more in here. Bobby, do you know anything about Blaze TV that was just formed? Glenn Beck started Blaze TV, and he got in big-time financial trouble. I'm not sure if he's still involved with that or not. So, no, I don't know a great deal about that. To the phones we go, and our leadoff batter today is Alan, who is in Greenville. Hi, Alan, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hello, Bobby. How are you doing today? I hope you're doing well.
Yes, sir. So far, so good.
Great. Look, just to clear something up for everybody, just in case they haven't looked it up and before everybody erases Fox off their news dial.
Yeah.
Disney Corporation did buy 21st Century Fox.
Right.
Okay, they bought the FX networks and, you know, all the movie and TV things.
But okay? not Fox News Channel.
But not Fox News.
Right.
Fox News was, well, let me say this first.
Yeah.
Disney owns ABC, and they also own ESPN and all that. So they decided they didn't need to increase their news and sports network. So Fox News and their sports were spun off into their own independent company, which is publicly traded.
Right.
Under, I think it's Fox News is how it's listed. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But it's Fox News and FS1 and FS2. And I believe there were 10 stations that were owned by Fox.
Yes.
10 different stations out, and they were also retained by Fox.
Yeah, those are what they call O&Os for owned and operated. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. And all those. So Disney does not own Fox News. I've been debating this with people on social media and trying to get them to understand. You know, although, yes, they are, they have been tilting a little bit to the left a little bit. And this decision with Donna Brazile kind of confuses me. But as long as they got Hannity and a few of the other ones, I'll keep watching.
And you make, by the last part of what you just said, Alan, you make a stark distinction between what happens on the Fox News Channel, sort of excluding Fox and Friends in the morning, because they are still relatively moderately conservative. But from, say, 9 or 10 a.m., through Shep Smith in the afternoon, really all the way until you get to, because I'm going to exclude the five from this, but until you get to the personalities who do their shows, like Sean Hannity, as you mentioned, Tucker Carlson.
Then you get to Tucker.
Yes.
Tucker, Hannity, and Laura
Ingraham. Right.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
That's where you get.
Yeah, they still come at it from a conservative perspective. What I regret is, and look, I get it. I mean, the slogan is fair and balanced. All right. So if you're going to be balanced, you've got to have some people from the left. And yet,
yes, you do.
The thing that frustrates me about it is, when was the last time CNN or BSLSD ever had anybody who is a conservative on their air and gave them an opportunity to present a coherent thought without getting rattled or insulted or abused in some way or another? So if they're going to be, if they're going to be hardcore left all the time, why couldn't Fox be hardcore right all the time?
Well, fair and balanced.
And that's their rationale.
You know, we've got to have a discussion, right?
Yeah, right. And I get that.
But
given that, you know, you've got the Associated Press, the Washington Post, the New York Times. I mean, you know the list as well as I do. All of them.
Yeah, the constantly whole onslaught of every mainstream media outlet, all going hardcore left.
Yes. And
Fox
hardcore
News is still a beacon.
Right. And hardcore attacking Donald Trump 24/7, 365. And it's,
yes, sir.
You know, if they, the Associated Press bills itself as journalists and they are anything but.
Right. And I'm a psychiatrist, a brain surgeon and all that. Other.
Agreed.
I mean,
you know. I just wish that,
I've been in sales all my life. I want to operate on your brain. Okay?
See, there you go.
Right.
I just wish as a counterweight to the imbalance of the left controlling the media that Fox would actually be the kind of network that it started out to be.
Yes.
But, you know, things change.
Yeah, they do. I mean, when Rupert let go of the, you know, his two sons, they're liberals.
Yep.
Even if it would have stayed as a private company and went, you know, and then went to his sons, it would have took a hard left.
Yes. Yeah.
If they had total control over.
And I think we've all expecting that. And sadly, we're not disappointed. Good point, though, Alan, and I appreciate you making him. 3:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here. Annie's ready to go in the news center, taking a break from filling out her bracket challenge, and I'll be right back on the other side. Welcome back. Great to have you along. 3:37, 23 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Sorry, I mentioned this going to the first break today and then got away from it. I got distracted by caller and other events that we were talking about. But tomorrow is a big anniversary. Yeah, that's right. Big anniversary tomorrow. 10 years ago tomorrow, solar energy startup company Solyndra was guaranteed a $535 million loan by the administration of the sainted Barack Hussein Obama, only to go completely bankrupt 2 years later. On the anniversary, taxpayers need to reflect on this failed government green energy boondoggle that turned scandal. Think about what would happen under a Green New Deal, where these same agencies would be responsible for investing several trillion dollars rather than millions. In 2015, the Inspector General report concluded that not only were Solyndra officials reckless and irresponsible, geez, you would have thought they were talking about Hillary Clinton, but at worst, they knowingly and intentionally, their words, knowingly and intentionally deceived the Department of Energy. Worse, lack of financial due diligence by the DOE led to the approval of the massive loan. Upon reviewing financial records, the IG's report found that the billions in sales cited by Solyndra were aspirational contracts that weren't binding. In other words, would you like to buy our solar panels? Well, yeah, we might. Great, we'll put you down for $100 million. As a result, thousands of jobs weren't created. Hundreds of millions of taxpayers' dollars were flushed down the toilet. And in 2017, U.S. energy consumption from solar panels is a mere 6%. And they got to that 6% number with state and federal credits for putting them in. All right. You know what they ended up doing with the solar panels? They put them in trash cans and stuck them out on the curb. Why? Well, among other things, they couldn't beat the prices that the Chinese were selling solar panels that they manufactured for. All right. There were a couple of things in here about Judge Jeanine. Let me quickly see if I can find those. Bobby didn't know Judge Jeanine was fired, only suspended. Read that she will be back at the end of the month. If I were her, I wouldn't come back. I gotcha. Bob, I cannot find where Judge Jeanine was fired. She was taken off the air for a couple of weeks and spoken to about it. From George in Greer. Bobby, Judge Jeanine's bio is still on the Fox website. When Eric Bowling was canned, his bio was removed lickety-split. I got this from an article written by Catherine Evans at the American Thinker about the judge today, entitled Judge Jeanine is Right, Fox News is Wrong. And she wrote, Fox's newest fan is a Jew-hating member of Congress. Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar is extremely grateful that Fox defended her and punished Judge Jeanine Pirro for asking a legitimate question. On Saturday, Fox suddenly canceled the judge's highly rated weekly show, Justice with Judge Jeanine. After Justice failed to appear on Fox's upcoming weekend schedule, a spokesperson for the network refused to comment on what they called internal scheduling matters, according to USA Today. In a statement following her opening remarks on March the 9th, Fox News strongly condemned the judge's comments about Muslim Representative Omar. A Muslim Fox News associate producer, Hafsa Kamal Khan, also called her out, asking her to stop spreading the false narrative that Muslim women wearing a hijab aren't American enough, his words. The funny thing is, the judge's logical examination of the origin of Omar's anti-Semitic sentiments was not bigoted, nor false, nor was she being insightful. She asked a valid question. Quote, think about this. She's, referring to Omar, she's not getting this anti-Israel sentiment doctrine from the Democrat Party. So if it's not rooted in the party, where is she getting it from? Think about it. Omar wears a hijab, which according to the Quran, 3359, tells women to cover so they won't get molested. Is her adherence to this Islamic doctrine indicative of her adherence to Sharia law, which in itself is antithetical to the United States Constitution? So what is a never-ending call for dialogue between non-Muslims and Muslims in this country exclude asking Janine's hard question relating to possible conflicts between a Muslim congresswoman's fidelity to Islamic teachings and the Constitution? As a salaried representative of the American people, Congresswoman Omar should be able to answer the following with a yes or a no. Are you an American first or a Muslim first? In September 2017, Senator Dianne Feinstein, far-left member of Omar's Democrat Party, essentially grilled a Catholic conservative judicial nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, at a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing about this very issue. Feinstein declaring, "You are controversial. You have a long history of believing that your religious beliefs should prevail. When you read your speeches, the conclusion one draws is that the dogma lives loudly within you. And that's of concern when you come to big issues that large numbers of people have fought for years for in this country." The dogma lives loudly in a Catholic judicial nominee, but not in a Muslim congresswoman. If Feinstein's interrogation of Barrett is the Democrat Party's standard for determining whether a government official's faith-based convictions will prevent him or her from upholding the Constitution, then Representative Omar's fealty to the tenets of Islam is certainly fair game. As a host of a free forum that debates topics with politicians and pundits from across the political spectrum, Janine's inquisitive argumentation is truly within her job description. Fox's censorship of Judge Janine over a genuine analysis and probing into Omar's anti-Semitic comments puts the network in the same league as other networks and social media giants who allow open criticism of Christianity and Judaism while suppressing any cynical commentary concerning Islam. Predictably, conservative threads reveal that Fox is in serious trouble with its viewers when the popular Judge Janine gets removed from her show for confronting Jew hatred by an elected representative, yet Omar, who had to delete anti-Semitic tweets and is coddled by an Islamic extremist organization such as CARE, the Council on American-Islamic Relations, which is affiliated with Hamas, gets an apology, then something is insanely upside down over at Fox. I would agree with that assessment. We'll see if the judge is back or if she wants to come back. 14 before 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back. Yeah, you needed to be hot-blooded this morning. Blah, blah, blah. Went out to get the garbage can after the guys came by and emptied it and made the mistake of going outside wearing shorts. Ever seen anybody sprinting, pulling a garbage can? Quite a sight. In my email this afternoon, "Bobby, please explain this to me. You don't have to understand it for me. Just explain it." Okay. The Democrat Party has wasted who knows how many tax dollars and resources investigating the 2016 election because of Russian interference in a U.S. election. Russians interfere, foreign influence on our presidential election. Now, the Democrat Party wants non-American citizens to have the right to vote in U.S. elections. Talk about foreign influence on our election process. I remain confused. Stevens from Simpsonville. Hey, got a point? You got a point. In on the text line, 71307. "Bobby, wasn't somebody making a huge stink about a Catholic judge?" Yeah, it was Feinstein. "Bobby, regarding Judge Janine, it's almost like Fox was just hoping something like this would happen, so they finally had an excuse to do something to get rid of her, and they pounced." Bobby, further, regarding the judge, Dan Bongino, on his Monday podcast, said he would be back on her show when she returns from George in Greer. Good. Bobby, Judge Jeanine rules. Fact. She's a patriot of the strongest moral fiber. Jeanine for president. Bobby apparently was a Muslim woman, a producer for Brett Baier's show that got Judge Jeanine suspended. Bobby, you know, when you think about it, if Obama had put tariffs on China, Soendra might have made it. They would have had a better chance. I think that's unquestioned. Now, Bobby, you know Democrats aren't happy until there's no conservative talk messing up their plans. Last thing they want is for us to know the truth. Bobby, if Fox goes left, the conservative reporters and shows will all leave. Fox will die and somebody will create a new one. Wasn't there a story months ago, Moneypenny, about some of the bean counters on Wall Street, some of the more moneyed conservative types looking into taking over some underperforming cable network? Seems like I shared that one day. Now, Bobby, is the March Madness Challenge closed? Having problems getting in, says I'm already signed up. If you played last year, that's what it's referencing. Okay, so if you have your password from last year, go ahead and use that one again. And if you don't remember what it is, you can probably ask it, or you can change your password. Okay, Bobby, will you please ask Representative Timmons? He's not going to be with us today. We're doing now Timmons Tuesday is the first Tuesday of the month. So he'll be back the first Tuesday of April. But when you talk to him, ask him about Senator Graham's red flag gun confiscation hearings and his position. Your show yesterday woke a few of us up and would have been the talk of the water cooler if we had one. What we do have is a designated smoking area about the size of a dog pen, and Mo said this morning, oh, that'll never happen here. And I said, I bet you thought you'd never be smoking in a dog cage and smoking some cheap foreign cigarettes, because we can't afford American-made ones anymore. Have to live in another country to be able to afford them. Gotcha. Bobby, I stand with Judge Jeanine. If you can't lay your hand on the Bible to be sworn in, you have no place in Congress. End of discussion from Doug. Actually, you know, America was founded on religious freedom. I don't have a problem with a Muslim being elected to Congress as long as that woman pointed out in the American Thinker piece that she wrote, it's America first and religion second. Bobby, in my opinion, I've noticed most in this newly left-leaning Fox News, political pundits and analysts no longer push back at the liberal guest. Guests and analysts now go totally unchecked, including on the Five. Steve Doocy is leaning far enough left he has to sit in order not to fall over. Yeah, prop himself up against whoever's next to him. Bobby, they're not really journalists, but they did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. Well, that's good to know. Bobby, Fox News, with all the split-screen stuff, I'll watch One American News. Bobby, the preponderance of mainstream media is hardcore left. Fox could be all right all the time and still not tip the scales. I would agree. Bobby, don't quit on Fox. The last and only partial defense of conservatism is this news channel. They aren't perfect, but it's the last network speaking some conservative truth. Well, not so much anymore with Newsmax out there and One American News. Bobby, Rupert Murdoch's son's running Fox now, and they're progressive globalists. Yeah, that's who I was referring to when I said the kids are now running the store. Okay. Hour number one is zipped on past. When we come back on the other side, the Woodruff Road bypass, the update on when that will be completed, and some suggestions, some serious, some sarcastic, as to what the new Woodruff Road bypass should be named. You may have a suggestion or two of your own. See you back on the other side.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.